The following was originally produced for the national radio series Focus on the Family with psychologist and author Dr. James Dobson. Dr. Dobson is joined by Focus on the Family board member Susan Baker, who is active in many humanitarian efforts, as well as her latest concern, the contents of rock music lyrics.
In 1985, some of the top hits for the year were Prince's Purple Rain album. Now, Tipper Gore went out to buy her 11-year-old daughter Purple Rain because Corinna had heard a song, Let's Go Crazy, which comes from that album, played on the radio, and it was a perfectly harmless song. Well, when they brought the record home and Tipper was listening to it with her 11-year-old child, she couldn't believe her ears when she heard about Darling Nikki, and it goes like this. I met a girl named Nikki. I guess you could say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. Now, this has sold over 10 million copies. It's still selling. It won a Grammy Award, and it was one of the top hits in 1985. Mm. Also, Shayna Easton's Sugar Walls, which was played on Top 40. This is not hard rock at all. This is just pop music. Played on every Top 40 station all over the land for months last year, 10 to 12 times a day. And she sang, Blood races to my private spots. Lets me know there's a fire. Can't stop passion when passion's hot. Come inside my sugar walls. Come sleep inside my sugar walls. Let me give you an example. It's called Master of Puppets by the band Metallica. It's just gone gold. That means that it sold over 500,000 copies. Hmm. Now, these are some of the lyrics, and I'm going to...
imply those, yeah. Some of the dirtier words.
Slamming through, don't F word with Razorback. Stepping out, you'll feel our hell on your back. Blood follows blood, and we make sure life ain't for you, and we're the cure. Honesty is my only excuse. Try to rob us, but it's no use. Steamroller action crushing all. Victim is your name, and you shall fall. Blood will follow blood. Dying time is here. Damage incorporated. We chew and spit you out. We laugh. You scream and shout. All flee. With fear you run. You know just where we've come from. Damage incorporated. Damage jackals ripping right through you. Smell and sight of this. It gets me going. Know just how to get just what we want. Tear it from your soul in a nightly hunt. F word it all. And F word no regrets.
Mm. I wish parents also knew what happens at the rock concerts that their kids go to. You mentioned Prince earlier. I know in one of his concerts he paraded back and forth across the stage with his guitar and speaking in double talk here symbolized a self-gratifying action with the neck of the
guitar. And
with things flying out of the end of the guitar. I'm sure people understand what I'm talking about.
That's very minor. Compared to some things, this group, Wasp, has just signed a contract with Capitol Records for $1.5 million. In their concert act, they will put a beautiful young girl on a medieval torture rack and simulate slitting her throat. And in earlier concerts, Blackie Lawless, the leader of the band, has a buzzsaw between his legs on a codpiece, mm-hmm. and he has pulled a girl out of a cabinet and simulated rape on her with his buzzsaw.
I read about that, and it's amazing to me that there isn't a storm of protest.
Parents drop. The reason there's not a storm of protest is because parents don't know that it's going on. Young children are dropped off, and once again it's the idea, well, music is safe. You know, parents have to know that today that's not so. I want to reiterate again that we're talking about a percentage of maybe 8 to 10% of lyrics in rock music that's really objectionable for the younger kids. We're not talking about all rock music.
And with that, we come to the conclusion of this discussion between Dr. James Dobson and Susan Baker on the subject of rock music lyrics. At this point, we invite you to turn the cassette over for our second program on Side 2.